4EZ, and this is KN4HTP. Your true life adventure reminded me of something my niece showed me, which initially, she's smart. She likes funny things, like, you know, smart things, like maps and charts and drawings and math and, you know, all kinds of, she's just different from me. Good, in a good way. So anyway, so she had this map that she showed me, and it was, it showed electricity use from the 1500s, the whole world. There was nothing on it. And I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? And then I'm like, wait a minute, there's nothing on the map. She's like, yeah, that's the point. No electricity. So, anyway, that just made me, I don't know why that story, that her playing that little joke on me, it popped into my mind when you were saying, yeah, and then she showed us how it would look without the light pollution. So, yeah, it's interesting how, I mean, the things, you know, we've traded off being able to see a little bit of beauty for the convenience of light, and, you know, we wouldn't go backwards on it, but yeah, I'm at the top of the list of the complainers for, oh, I can't see as many stars as I used to, and I miss the Milky Way and stuff like that, but I am grateful for lights and electricity, so. Anyway, thanks a lot, Harry, for sticking around, and I appreciate your sharing a true life adventure with me. Although if it's true, you can't call it a true life adventure. You have to call it something else, because that means it's false. So, anyway, any more comments from you, Mr. Harry?
KN4HTP, KC4EZ, and well, I'll give you another, and I'll let you figure out what to call it. On that same trip to the planetarium in Chapel Hill, keep in mind, this is during the week, and schools are busing school bus loads of kids in, and they're running them in 40 or 50 at a time for the, you know, what they're doing at the planetarium. And one of the shows they started out, and they talked about a long time ago, there was this civilization and the place to be. And so they, you know, loaded up their spaceship with all of their people, and they cruised through the solar, the universe, and finally spotted this one star, and it had a planet that had the same conditions as their home planet, which no longer existed then. And so they checked it out, and they found, you know, that it was a good planet. It had water, and the temperatures and stuff were agreeable. The oxygen level was agreeable to them. And they studied the planet and picked this place that they were going to land and settle in. And they noticed that the place that it had a name on it, the name was Chapel Hill. And so they landed their spaceship in the middle of the night. They had a somnolent ray that they put on the people so that they stayed asleep. And so they buried their spaceship in this community, and left only the very, very top part of the spaceship sticking out of the ground. And that part, you know, had this big dome on it, and it had a telescope and things like that. And that way, they could, you know, see the rest of the universe and everything. And I'm sitting there thinking, how many of these little kids, and we're talking about maybe second, third, fourth graders, went home and told their parents that these aliens were living in Chapel Hill, and that they had put all the people asleep with this somnolent ray. Again, that was a true story, y'all. That was what they told then, and I thought, you know, you've probably got 150 kids are going to go home and tell their parents that. Oh. So anyway, with that one, Wendy, I will leave it back to you, and enjoy talking to you, and looking forward to next time. KN4HTP, KC4EZN, 73.
So easy. crazy to believe in aliens. Grown adults teaching you science, talk about it. Anyway, thanks for sharing that story, Mr. Harry. I appreciate it. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm just looking for any more check-ins tonight. Check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP to check in. KN4HTP, have I missed anyone for comments? All right. Well, just in case my friend Walt is listening in, although it feels late to me, it's like, I know, because it feels like it's an hour later. Anyway, Mr. Walt, if you're listening in, I just want to say hi and glad you're tuned in. All right. The net tomorrow night will be at 9 o'clock, and I believe Mr. Chad, K-O-4-N-U-E, will be calling the net, and he would appreciate you checking in with him. He is super friendly, and you will enjoy checking in with him. Tonight, the net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break here for a minute for the net report to transmit. Hold on just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, everyone.